Okay, Chevra. Let's pick up from the bottom line of Lamed Zayin of Beis, going over to the top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a new sugya, a new question. Obviously, everything is related, but this is new, even though it's related. Bo minei Reb Chiya bar Abba. They ask Reb Chiya bar Abba the following question. Shachach kedera agabe kira ubishla b'shabes mahu. What's the halacha if you forgot a pot on the kira ubishla b'shabes and it's cooked? So what's the din? Apparently, they're asking the question as to whether the food is going to be usher b'mezer. No, if you did shahiya b'iser, apparently, is the food going to be usher b'diyeved? Ishtik v'lo amar lei v'lo midi. He was quiet. He didn't say anything. L'machar nafak darash lehu. The next day he goes and he darashes at mevash b'shabes b'shogi yeochel b'mezer lo yeochel. Rashi comments mevash b'shabes is a mishnah. Right, which is a Mishnah in Maseches Trumas, that the halacha is if you cook on Shabbos b'shogeg, you're allowed to eat it. B'mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, when Rashi says that this is a Mishnah, what Rashi means la'afuke is that there is a Braisa that says the same thing but says much more. The Braisa is found in the Tosefta by us, and it's found in many other places in Shas. And the Braisa has a machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. That Reb Meir says that Mevasher b'Shabbes b'Shoygig is mutter to eat. The Mezid is going to be usher to eat. Reb Yehuda says that Mevasher b'Shabbes is even b'Shoygig is going to be usher to eat on Shabbos. And the Mezid, according to Reb Yehuda, the Vasha B'Shabbos is going to be usher to eat forever. No? So that's Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, that's found in the Tosefta. Rashi says that we're quoting the Mishnah. Apparently the Mishnah is telling us the Shita of Reb Meir only. Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, and that will make sense. Now this is actually very relevant lahalacha. Probably for the next time we learn, guys should look at Simon Shin Yud Chesif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber Paskins like Reb Yehuda, that Mevasher B'Shabbes B'Shogeg is Aser Bo B'Yom. You're not allowed to eat the food. And Mevasher B'Shabbes B'Mezid, the food's going to be Aser forever. The Mechaber Paskins like Reb Yehuda against Reb Meir. The Beir Hagra over their comments that we pass him like a mayor against Reb Yehuda, and he writes that the raya is that since the stomach de Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Ches, again he points out the Taisus in Chulin on Tesvav says this, but stomach de Gemara here in Shabbos Lamed Ches just quotes Reb Meir, doesn't quote Reb Yehuda at all. That means I pass him like Reb Meir. Therefore, the Beir Hagra pask in lahalacha that Mevasher b'Shabbes b'Shoygig is going to be mutter to eat. No, I ever told you the story around 2 years ago? Rabbi Orlian, who used to be the Rav here in the Yeshiva Community Shul, knocks on my door right before I'm beginning to make lunch. I'm beginning to eat lunch. He knocks on the door on Shabbos and he says, "I have the following shaila. Someone who had davened in his shul had guests coming over for Shabbos. So far, this is all pretty normal. And the person was worried that maybe there wouldn't be enough cholent for the guests to eat." We spoke about this in the Yerideh Yeshiva, right? So what did the person do? Big chacham from the Manashtan over there. The person decided Shabbos morning to add more barley into the pot. So then they realized, oh my gosh, like maybe it's forbidden. This had to ask Rabbi early, and can you eat the cholent? They're cooking on Shabbos! Mevasher b'Shabbos! What do you do? Mevasher b'Shabbos! No? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katin Hay, or Sif Katin Zion, I forgot which one, but the Mishnah Berurah here at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Mechaber says that we follow Reb Yehuda, that Mevasher b'Shabbos b'Shoygig, the food is mamish going to be usher. But the Beir Hagra Paskins, like Reb Meir, based on the stomach of the Gemara that we have, no? And therefore, Zuck the Mishnah Berurah, that the Makam Hatzorah, he can rely on the Gra, and eat the food, when it's Mevasher b'Shabbes b'Shogeg. Again, so the question I asked Rabbi Orlian at that time is like, this guy, did he realize that you're not allowed to add barley to Cholent and Shabbos? Is he like trying to be Mechallel Shabbos? Is he like in some contest or something? Or is the guy like genuinely doing it b'shogeg? He said, and he asked the guy who's doing it b'shogeg, okay, if it's being done b'shogeg, so then the Makom HaTzarich, he can rely on it. It happens that today when I was reading the Dir Shu Mishneh Berurah on this din, so Dir Shu Mishneh Berurah has like a machlokes between Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Nissen Karelitz about whether the cholent that was cooked on Shabbos, is that considered Makom HaTzarich? Because you're not going to starve without cholent. So they quote from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, "Hakol lefi reos einei hamora." In other words, if there's a real tzorech, if you have the guests coming over, and there's mamish not going to be food without this cholent, so then I think that would be considered some sort of tzorech. And if there's a tzorech, you can rely on the shita of the grub, the paskas like Reb Meir, based on our Gemara, that mabashar b'shabbos b'shoyegig, the food is edible. Ari Adler, Shlita.
Can we call a Krivi Rav Shogeg?
What?
Can we call a Krivi Rav Shogeg?
Can we call a Krivi Rav Shogeg?
It's a positive in the Torah. It's a Shita for your food, you know.
First of all, the Torah never says you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, explicitly. The Torah says don't do malacha on Shabbos. What?
It says in Pashto Shabbos.
That you have to cook beforehand. Yeah. So apparently, again, I don't know if Kri Be Rav would be excluded from Shogeg. There is what to think about. There's what to think about in these situations. But I felt that the food could be edible based on this Bir Hagra, that maybe it's considered Shogeg. You're right, even though it's a Beferish Apostolic, or a Diok in the Beferish Apostolic, I'll say it like that, right? So maybe it's still going to be... So the bar is completely raw. So that was Rabbi Natan of Wiederblank's question. I discussed it with him after. He said, well, maybe if the barley is completely raw, maybe there should be an iser of mukta on the cholent. Mm-hmm. Right? In other words, because you couldn't eat this barley, liba odiyom. So, yesh ladon in terms of the iser mukta in these situations. I think raw barley is edible by animals. There's a discussion in the postgame whether bismaneinu, that most of us don't give human food to animals, but the presence of animals is still sufficient to remove the iser mukta. So I think that we could put together a not so far-fetched shtikl Torah that the cholent was mutter, that fellow could. Do not do this, by the way. Don't take the shtikl Torah as a lima zuchus and like put barley in your cholent on Shabbos, right? And we spoke about this in the context of Yerodei and Sadi Tess, about whether we're konsin on shogeg or tumeisa b'dayraisa. That is going to be a continuation of this sugya that we will see as we go on over the next day or two. So again, so the Gemara has a shayla. Shachach kedera agabikir b'shabes. What's the din? No? The word ubishla in the Gemara seems to be a redundant out of place sort of word, no? Couldn't the Gemara have been just fine by saying Shachach Kedera Agave Kira B'Shabbos Mahu? Right? The word Bishla seems to be out of place. Put that one in your pipe, smoke it, hold it, that's the diuk. The Rashba makes the diuk, others make the diuk, but that's a powerful diuk in the Gemara. So the Gemara has a Shaila. What's the din? The Gemara says, oh, we know the din is that Mabashal b'Shabbos b'Shogeg is edible. B'mezid lo ye'achel. V'loshna means, Zakt Rashi, that even though by Mabashal b'Shabbos, I distinguish between Shogeg and Mezid, but by Shehiya b'Isser, I don't distinguish between Shogeg and Mezid. By Shehiya and b'Isser, Shogeg and Mezid is all the same. However, it's not clear in the Gemara if it's all the same. What does that mean? Does that mean that's all the same lahakel? Does that mean it's all the same lahachmir? So this is a machlokas in the Gemara between Rabba and Rav Yosef on the one hand, and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak on the other hand. Right? The Gemara says that Rabba and Rav Yosef say that it's heter, that even maize is going to be mutter, because mevashahu to call oven maize of a maize lo ye achel. Rabbi Rav Yosef say that the defining feature of our Gemara is that it's lo ka'aben ma'isa. Right? Shehiya means that you put the food on the oven before Shabbos and you didn't do anything active. Since you didn't do anything active, Zot Rabban Rav Yosef, we could be Mekel even B'mezer. Right? That's Rabban Rav Yosef's take on the situation. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Amar Le'isura. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says that both Shogeg and Mezer are going to be usher by Shehiya, because Mevashu, Dolo Asir Lo Yarume, Bishogeg Ye Achel, Abahai, the Asir Lo Yarume, Bishogeg Nami, Lo Ye Achel. And Nachman Yitzchak says that by Shehiya Be'isir, we're going to Asir, Bein Bishogeg, Bein Bemezer, because we're worried that you might be Ma'arim. We're worried that you might say, I was shoygig, and really you were mazed, and therefore Chazal felt we're going to aser bain shogig, bain mazed, in order to prevent the ha'arama. That's what it says in the Gemara. It's machlokas, again, Rabbi Rav Yosef are meko bain b'shogig bain b'mezid, and Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak is machmir bain b'shogig bain b'mezid, because of his concern. Dilma aser le'arume. Yes?
This might open up a whole new avenue discussion, but where do you draw the line by Bishul between Bishul Yodayim and Brahma?
Yeah, that's a whole huge topic. The Or Sameach that we were mitzayin to has, like, I don't know, 15 paragraphs or so on that question. The Grama issues in general are very large. I don't know if we'll have a chance. Maybe we should learn the Sugyas of Grama at some point later this year. They're very important, but that's way beyond the scope of what we're doing. So basically, there's a machlokes here between Rabban Rav Yosef against Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The Gemara asks a question from a braisa that says, Shachat keder gamakira bishla b'shas b'shogye ochel b'mezid lo ye ochel, etc. And the Gemara there has a machlokes. This is the Tosefta's machlokes from Mayan Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara answers that when all the dust settles, that there's a special gezeira. At some point in history, they decided to aser shehiya b'shogeg. And one could answer that other sources that don't aser shehiya b'shogeg are talking before the gezeira. That's effectively what the Gemara says. That's a better approach within Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ad Kan, the Gemara. Again, maybe we'll get more into the details in the Hemshech of the Gemara later on. Oh. Let's go into the Rashi and the Tosfos. Rashi says, Shachach Kedera is Aliba Manza Asar. Meaning, according to Rashi, our entire Gemara is not going like Hananya. No? That's what Rashi says? Aliba demanda asar? So we have a question. If you hold a Chananya, so the food is going to be mutter because the Shehiya is muteres. So therefore, according to Rashi, it's not a problem at all, according to Chananya. And our Gemara is going against Chananya. Tosfos does not like this. Tosfos says that even though we hold a Chananya, apagad dekamen kachananya, but we're talking over here in a case where the food is not even cooked kemacho ben shusai, which would be aser aliba dechananya also, or we're talking about a case of kedera chaisa, right? That the food is mamish, not cooked at all. And even though kedera chaisa is mutter, zaktaisis, it's only mutter by a tanur, it's not mutter by a kira. So effectively, Tosfos is standing on his head. And Tosfos is making a difficult ukimtes in order to establish that our Gemara is going even aliba de chananya, and the case is that the food is not yet maicho ben shusai. Rashi, the way we have the Rashi, says that our Gemara is against chananya. So far so good? Ah, look at the Rashi. The Rashi here writes, Yesh lefarech dibishelo higia lamaicho ben shusai v'chein pirish Rashi zal. Okay, so the first ha'ara is that the Rashba has a Rashi that's different than our Rashi. Our Rashi says shachach kedera is going aliba de chachamim. The Rashba quotes from Rashi that we're talking about shelo higia lamaicho ben shusai, and that's what Rashi said. So the Rashba quotes Rashi that Rashi is saying the same as Tosfos. And then Tosfos says, the Rashba says, the raya to this yisod that we're talking about, that the food is not cooked at all, is because this diuk that we mentioned when we read the Gemara. The Rashba says a lot. Zuck the Rashba. The fact that the Gemara says Shachat Kedera Gabe Kira Ubishla B'Shabbos, the word Bishol means that it gets cooked. Had the food already been Maichol Ben Jerusai, so then I can't have the Lashon Ubishla B'Shabbos, because Bishla B'Shabbos means it's cooked on Shabbos. Says the Rashba, the food is Higiel Maichol Ben Jerusai, the food is already cooked me Erev Shabbos. Okay, now we can start analyzing. Okay, the question that we have on the table is as follows. Right? We have a Rashi that is different than the Rashba's Rashi. So what Rashi holds is Mutzal B'Safek. Okay, point one. Point two, the way we have it, there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here in our Sugya. That according to Rashi, our Gemara is going according to the Chachomim of Chananya. According to Tosfos, we're even going according to Chananya. Why would Rashi not say like Tosfos? Why would Tosfos not say like Rashi? How can we explain the Machlokas? That's sort of our agenda item for now. We should have enough information already to do it. So I'm going to wait a minute, see if guys can be mechaven into what I'm thinking. And it's stuff that we've said. If you're not mechaven, so then I'll tell you. But try to do it yourself. Mr. Cohen, what do you intend now? I'll give you another minute to think.
Tosfos wants to say it's our last time for that, you know, so he wants to really come out a little different back out. And Ashley's going to say, or whatever the other Shita is going to say, that it's Mushal, so it can't possibly be that case, because it's not, because in my opinion, the food is ready, at least, cooked past my potential self.
Again, but like, the Chara, the word obishal is in the Gemara, both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos.
Right, according to Rashi, it makes sense why he uses the word obishal.
Why?
Because it's past
my potential. Rashi is saying that the food is my... But what's the bishal? The Rashba says, once the food is higiel or maichol ben jerusai, there's no bishal on such food. The Rashba would say that ein bishal achar bishal applies. I'm leaving you. This is called leading questions in law school. I know, I have like a doctor or two. I don't know if there's any lawyers in the room.
Is it destructive love?
What?
Is it destructive love?
Destructive?
Disjunctive
love. Disjunctive? Shaka kedera agabe kira ubisha b'shaz. Ubisha means or you mirvah shala. I don't think so, because our entire Gemara, Rabban Rav Yosef versus Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, are trying to distinguish between the case of Mevashel and this case. If the Gemara has a Chakira, even by a regular case of Mevashel, so then the Hemshech HaGemara, where we're distinguishing from Mevashel, doesn't fit in. Right? So it's a nice suggestion. But it's not correct. Dove? Good! Right, in other words, right, what we could say is that the Rashba's Lishitaso, remember, the Magen Mishnah Perek Tes Halachi Gimel pointed out to us that the Rambam holds that I only say Ein Bishal Achar Bishal when something is fully cooked. But the Magen Mishnah quotes that the Rashba holds, I'll say Ein Bishal Achar Bishal even when something has Higi Ala Maichol Ben Jerusai. No? So, the Rashba says that the word Ubishla has to mean that the food was not cooked at all. Because if the food is Maichol Ben Jerusai, you can't say Ubishla. Because the Rashba L'Shitaso holds that Ein Bishal Achar Bishal once it's Maichol Ben Jerusai. Taisvis, we pointed out from the Taisvis on Lamed Vavam and Beis, Dibra Masko Chanen, Taisvis holds, like the Rashba, that once it's Higi Alamaychu Ben Drusoy, there's no Bishol Achar Bishol, right? Remember we gave a whole share about that Taisvis? Lamed Vavam and Beis? So Taisvis by us is Lashitaso, like the Rashba. Taisvis says, oh, since you have the word Ubishla, right? It's amazing that this word is like the key, is the mafteach to the entire sugya. Once you have the word ubishla, so therefore, obviously, we're talking about food that's not cooked at all. So Tosis, because if the food is ma'ikol ben drusay, ain't bishal achar bishal. That's all Tosis l'shitaso, and the Rashi l'shitaso. But Rashi holds that there is going to be bishal on food, even though it is Higiel Maichel Ben Drusai. To go from Maichel Ben Drusai to Mavushal Kot Sarko is an Isser Bishal. How do I know that within Rashi? Do I have any rayas that Rashi holds that to go from Maichel Ben Drusai to Bishal Kot Sarko is an Isser Bishal? What? Right. But I would say that the reason why Rashi says we're not going with Chananya is because of the Bishol issue. Right? I'm approaching this from the perspective of the Rashba, that the key to our Gemara is the word Ubishla. And therefore, the Rashba says, and Tosfos says, it has to be the food is uncooked, because or else Bishol isn't Shayach, once it's Maichel Ben Drusai. But Rashi apparently is going to say that I have the word Ubishla, and the food is Maichel Ben Drusai, and therefore we're not going like Chananya. Right? The key to the sugya is the word Ubishla. But from where do we know that Rashi holds like the Rambam, that you only say Ein Bishal Achar Bishal when something is Mufushal Kol Tzarko? We had this already. It's a Rashi in the Mishnah that the Rashba pointed out. Okay? So look back in the Mishnah, find me the Rashi. I think we learned this Rashi.
Oh, so, it's
which Dibra Masko? Wait, how do you see it from that ration?
As long as Nichol Yishule, it's going to be.
No, I mean, that Rashi is saying there's a Chashash Shem Yechat, or maybe it's Mechzikim Bevashel, that's why you can't be Machzir Ali to the Beis Shammai. I mean, you're in the right general area in Rashi's in the Mishnah, but that's not the Rashi I was thinking of. Another Rashi. Look at the Rashi Beis Shammai Omrim, okay? Rashi in the Mishnah Beis Shammai Omrim. Nos Nova Achamin, Achashir Garfa, Dilo Tzrichi Levishulei. Rashi says that the taitra of Chamin in the Mishnah is something Dilo Tzrichi Levishulei, something that doesn't need to be cooked. Now, what does Rashi mean that Chamin doesn't need to be cooked? So, we could have said that it doesn't need to be cooked because it's Ki'ilu Nechal Ruah, like that Rambam Perek Tes Halach and Gimel. We could have said it doesn't need to be cooked because it's already fully cooked. It's already fully cooked, and additional cooking won't help. It's not like Varala. That's Loi Tzrichi Levishuli. Tosfos says that that's not what Chamin is. No, the whole Tosfos, the Masa Chamin V'Tavsho, says that the word Chamin means Mevushal K'Maichel Ben Drusai, or Mevushal Kol Tzarko. They're both called Chamin, right? But Rashi, for some reason, says that Chamin means something Dilo Tzrichi Levshuli. Look at the Rashba in the Mishnah when he quotes Rashi. So Rashba writes, Rashi Pirish Chamin means Lo Tzrichi Levshuli. Rashi does not mean that by water is never a chashash or shami yechata, because that's against a gemara in the first perek. Rather, is the Rashba taimei that we're talking about chamin dehuchmu kotzarkan, because of mitzdamek v'ralo. And therefore, there is no concern of bishul on this water because it's already fully cooked. Meaning to say, the whole raya that we had, that Tysus holds like the Rashba, was Tysus on Lamed Vavam and Beis, right? So if you were very into this Tysus when we did next year, right? The whole raya is not Tysus on Lamed Vavam and Beis. That Tysus defines Chamin as being Mavushal Kamaichal Ben Jusai. Therefore he said, oh, it's Mavushal Kamaichal Ben Jusai. How can I put it back on Shabbos? Right? Shouldn't there be an Isser Bishul? Tysus says no Isser Bishul because Tysus holds like the Rashba. Once you have Michael Ben Jusai, there's no Isser Bishul. But Rashi, don't say that. Rashi says there's only no Isser Bishul once it's Mavushal called Sarko. That's because Rashi holds like the Rampa. Now, Kevan Shehiganu Lekach, we have to say, Aliba De Rashi, that the only time there's no bishul is once it's mevushal kol tzarko, but once it's mevushal kemaichol ben shusoi, there still is an iser bishul, and therefore our Gemara lachaora is talking about the normal type of food. Shachach kedera, agabekir b'shabbos, a normal kedera food that's maichol ben shusoi, and the Gemara says bishla, and there still is going to be an iser bishul. Because Rashi holds him, from maichol ben shusoi all the way up, there's an iser bishul. Right, so effectively, what I'm trying to do, again, this is my own idea, I'm not sure if I'm correct, but I think that the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis over here might be based on the general Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashi, etc., about going from Maichol ben Jusai all the way to Bishul Kol Tzarko. Yosef, and then Dov.
The assumption behind the idea is that There'd be no concern of chitlik gachalim. There wouldn't be an iser bishul, right?
If the food is already fully done, right, already edible, so I'm not going to be mechate v'gachalim. Or alternatively, again, according to let's go slowly. Being mechate v'gachalim is an iser of mavir and mechabe. Right, the chachamim of Chananya say, I'm not allowed to be mashed the food once it's higiel amaychol ben jusai, even though there's no iser bishul on the food, but still there's a concern shema yachata.
So if that's true, doesn't the diyak Rashi not work? Because maybe in Rashi, even though you can't be over bishul, because you can still make the food better, we're concerned shema yachata.
No. But my diyuk is because the Gemara uses a lashon ubishla. My diyuk is that the Rashba makes a big deal of this word ubishla.
Sorry, I don't mean the diyuk ubishla. I mean the diyuk
in Rashi
on the Mishnah.
Yes. In other words, Rashi on the Mishnah is not abundantly clear, but I have the Rashba on the Mishnah bedas Rashi. Who says that? Now, you're going to tell me, yeah, but the Rashba over here is a different Rashi, and... Okay, I don't know. I mean, but the Rashba on the Mishnah of Bedas Rashi is understanding that Aliba de Rashi, I only say in Bishal Achar Bishal, once it's Mavushal Kod Sark. I was trying to look in the Mishnayis, the way this is quoted on Lama Tess, and it's on Kuf Mem Hei, right? Kosher, Babachamim, Lufnei HaShabbos, Shonas HaBachamim B'Shabbos, does that have to be Mavushal Kol Tzarko? And I was trying to look around for a Beferish Rashi. I couldn't find one. But I have this Rashba Bedas Rashi in the Mishnah that sounds that way. Right. You're right. It's not within Rashi itself, I don't see it. But I have the Rashba in the Mishnah within Rashi.
Okay.
Dov, you had a comment?
I haven't figured this out, but like, is Machlokes whether we pass on to Nanya or not dependent on
Stage 2, wait. Yes, maybe. I mean, that's what the Ur Sameach is going to... That's what the Ur Sameach says. We saw that Ur Sameach in Perek Gimel. Rabbi Willing tries to develop that. That requires like 3 or 4 more steps before we get there, but it might be Tali Zebizet. Okay, let's go weiter. Another way of looking at this, which is probably connected, and Dov is sort of making this connection, is as follows. Shachach kedera agavikira ubishla b'shabbos. Rashi says we're going according to the Chachamim of Chananya. Tosa says we're going according to Chananya. Perhaps the issue is that Rashi is not convinced that I pass in like Hananya, but Tosis is convinced I pass in like Hananya. Right? Remember, we had my Rashi. Right? This is the first thing I said all year that Shalom agreed with. But we had my Rashi on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, where Rashi says Ad Hananya Samchinon, which I felt meant that the Minhag HaOlam is like Hananya, but Rashi is not really passing like Hananya. Teda Locha, that Rashi in Yud Ches and Rashi in Lamed Daled says that it has to be Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Right? But we rely on Hananya. The Minhag HaOlam is based on Hananya. But Rashi is not convinced that I pass in like Hananya. Therefore, if Rashi is not convinced I pass on like Hananya, Rashi would say, I'd rather explain the Gemara of Shachach Kedera Agave Kira B'Shabbos, I'd rather explain that Gemara in line with the Chachomim who argue with Hananya, because that's the way I think the Halacha should really be. But Tosfos, and it's explicit in the Tosfos Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, the top Tosfos, and we saw in the Tosfos Amar Rav Sheshes and Lamed Zayin Amar Beis, Tosfos says, we pass in like Hananya. And that's what Tosfos says over here, Lamed Ches Amar Aleph, the top Tosfos. We pass in like Hananya. Ain't nothing to talk about. Once Tosfos is saying, I pass in like Hananya, so then Tosfos is not going to explain the Gemara Aliba de Chachonim of Hananya, because that would be against the Halacha. And I pass in like Hananya, according to Tosfos. So far, so good? So, one could argue that the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos perhaps, is more about, do I pass in like Hananya, like the Chachamim of Hananya, than it is about Bishol, Achar Bishol, once a Tigi al Michael ben Jusoi. But we could also try to connect these ideas and try to say that Shnehem, right, Ke'echad, that the two ideas really come together and create a single idea, but that will require another minute of explanation before Ari, and first we have to hear from Ari.
So, I have a few problems with that.
Shoot, yeah.
First of all, Rashi says in the beginning, so you are leaving them under Asr, which also sounds like he's not really passing in that it's
Rashi is hedging his bets.
He's not passing in knowledge, man, yeah?
Okay, I'll say it like this. Rashi is not pasking not like Hananya, but he's not definitively pasking like Hananya. The Minhag HaOlam is like Hananya. The Sugya D'Shmaitzin, according to Rashi, is against Hananya. That's the Rashi Yud Ches and Anan Lamed Daled. And Rashi over here also, because the Sugya D'Shmaitzin is against Hananya, so Rashi is very comfortable saying the Argumar goes against Hananya. Let me just hear Ari continue.
Also, Rashi, very often, whenever he's passing like a Mekel Shita, he'll say Samchina.
I'm not a Rashi scholar. I'd have to see your proofs that Rashi in many places says Samchina whenever it's a Mekel Shita. As you want to say that Rashi's conviction is that he paskins like Hananya. Maybe. I mean, again, we also had a ride from a Rashi on the Riff or something. Whatever. Whoever that reputable Rishon might be. But I'd have to see proof to that idea. Yeah.
Why can't both Rashi and Tosfos agree that the whole Shalit is the Chule Amma, that is before this Rashi Kavako Ben Husori?
Because if it's before, so why does Rashi not want to say
Rashi
like Tosfos? Good. So why does Rashi not want to say like Tosfos? So I have a beer that will say in 1 minute. The Pnei Yeshua, by the way, has a different take on Judaism over here. The Pnei Yeshua says something. You saw the Pnei Yeshua, Ari?
No.
Okay. The Pnei Yeshua over here says something about how there's a big machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as to whether the Gemara on Yud Ches and the Gemaras over here, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, are one and the same sugya. In Yud Ches is a machlokas Bishayim Beis Rabash Bishas Kalim that leads us to discussion of food that's cooked in Michael Ben Shusai. Over there, the Gemara speaks about Kidra Chaisa. Tosfos decides to invoke the Gemara's on Yud Ches over here on Lamed Ches. Perhaps Rashi assumes that the two sugyas are totally different sugyas and they have no kesher. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. I have to admit I was getting a little bit dizzy trying to cheshbon it out. And if some of, it could be it's correct. Usually, Rav Shachter told me that he heard from the David Lifshitz that Rav David used to say that every good Reb Chaim is found in the Pnei Yeshua if you spend the time to read it. So maybe I don't know. I was getting a little bit dizzy trying to follow the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua also has two different mahalchim. There's like this first mahalach, and I was getting a little dizzy. But okay. Now it is possible these two ideas are connected. We already mentioned once upon a time that the Ursa Meach notes that this question as to whether there's bishul achar bishul once it's Higiel and Michael ben Jusoy is really the question that triggers the machlokas lahalacha, whether I pass like the Chachamim or whether I pass like Chananya. That halo davarhu, that the Rambam and the Rif, who pass like the Chachamim of Chananya, they hold that there is bishul achar bishul once it's Higiel and Michael ben Jusoy. And those who pass in like Chananya might say because it's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul once it's Higiel and Michael Ben Shusoy. In other words, for the Rambam, once it's Higiel and Michael Ben Shusoy, right, there's really going to be some sort of Isser Bishul that I'm involved on. Even though I started my Erev Shabbos, apparently, but there's going to be an Isser Bishul Midzirabbanon if I leave something on the fire from Erev Shabbos that's Higiel and Michael Ben Shusoy and I intend to cook it all the way because that is a Bishul Midzirabbanon. Even though I started on Erev Shabbos, that's an Isser Bishul Midrabbanon, that's the Ursa Meach's take. According to that Ursa Meach, and Rabbi Willink has some of this in his Sefer in Simin Daled, so the two points that we made this morning so far are Keshurim Zebezeh. Right? The fact that Rashi might not paskin like Chananya, and the fact that Tosis does paskin like Chananya, and the fact that Tosis holds like the Rashba on Lamed Vav on the Beit, that there's no Bishul Achar Bishul once it's Michael Ben Shusoy, all those points are connected. Look at the Ursa Meach in the beginning of Perek Gimel, and he really develops his theme. I just want to make one more point in the Tosis, so we can take questions after. Let's do the next Tosis. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi and Rav Yosef, by Shechiyah B'Isser, it's going to be mutter no matter what, whether shogig or meisah, because it's loka oven meisah, because you didn't do any action. No? Frak Taisus Akasha, but on Daf Yudches, we say, lo tamale isha kedera asasios, you shouldn't fill up a pot. Asasios is some type of kidney, as Rashi says, some type of bean. Don't fill up a pot with beans. And if you did that, then it's going to be aser lemotzei Shabbos bichdei sheyeyasu. So Frak Taisus, how can the Gemara in Yudches say it's going to be aser bichdei sheyeyasu? Ayis lo ka'ovet ma'isa, you didn't do anything. It's Shehiya B'Isser. You started on Erev Shabbos. You started on Erev Shabbos. So how could it be that it's going to be Osir? That's Tosis' Kasha. And Tosis basically doesn't answer the Kasha. Tosis says it's a very good Kasha, but we have other Kashas on Rabban Rav Yosef anyway, so therefore we don't have to go Mimer HaKtav Yelachmo to ask from Daf Yudches when we have other local Kashas in Tosefta in the Hemshech of the Gemara. That's Tosis. Comes along the Rashash, and this is also found beautifully in the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is Mamish. The Sfas Emes wrote Hebrew very nicely. The piece in the Sfas Emes is very beautiful. Rashash makes the same point over here also, and there's a third person who makes this point. That's, I believe, the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Godem, in his Sefer on Shabbos. So the Rashash basically answers as follows. What's the case in our Gemara? Shachach kedera gabekira bishla b'shabbos. Says the Rashash, the case probably is that I put food on the stove and I intend to remove the food before Shabbos. But then, what happened was, I decide to leave it there. Right? In other words, the question is, if it begins as shachach, how can we have a discussion of shogig and meizah? Shachach sounds shogig, no? So how can the Gemara and the Hemshech talk about shogig versus meizah? Says the Rashash, there are two stages. Right? You left the pot there, and you're supposed to remove it before Shabbos. But then you decide not to remove it before Shabbos. when I decide not to remove it before Shabbos, so then the question is it shogeg or mazed? Did I just forget about it there? Or did I make a determination? Did I make a decision that I want to leave it there? That's what the Rashash says. If that's the case of the Rashash, that's why in our Gemara it's called Lo Ka'avad Ma'isa. Because in our Gemara, I left the pot there before Shabbos, intending to remove it on Shabbos, which means I'm not really doing any Isser at all. I did a Ma'isa v'heter. I leave the food there, planning on removing it. But the Gemara on Yud Ches about the Asasios, the Gemara over there is talking about a guy who leaves his pot with the Asasios, or the woman leaves her pot with the Asasios before Shabbos, intending to leave it there on Shabbos. Zakti Vashash, maybe that's why that Gemara is Aser. Our Gemara is only talking about Shachach Kedera, where I originally intended to remove it. But that Gemara in Yud Ches is talking about a situation when I intended to leave it there. When I put it down originally, I'm intending to leave it there, Be'isser. And that's why the Gemara in Yud Ches is more Machmir than our Gemara. So far, so good. That's what the Rav Shach says. That's what the Sfas Emes says. Now, Im Kainim had Devarim Yadov.
Josh, at some point, on Harris or Gizel, makes it seem like everybody says Shinia as Mazed. Right? That's how you put it down.
Which Rashi?
Everybody says, right, the one of the Mazed. Right? Because it's a little Shaka, Ella Shinia, but you'll tell.
Shachak Hedera b'shogeg kigon ha'edashachak hilcha b'shabbos b'mezid delo shachak ala hiniyach. You see, Rashi over here is explaining in the Tosefta where the word shogeg and mezid means something different than it does in the suffix of our Gemara. Right? In other words, the Rashi is being mefarish the Tosefta. There's a difference between shogeg and mezid, and that's not the same as the suffix in our Gemara. One of the mefarshim in the back of the Gemara makes this point, that the word shogeg and mezid... Oh, the Sfas Emes, excuse me, the Sfas Emes makes this point, I think in the note on the Sfas Emes. The word shogeg and mezid means different things, right, in the Tosefta than it does in the Gemara.
It's all coming after the overarching shogeg.
It is strange, and that's why Rashi is touching it up. In other words, Rashi is saying the word b'mezid. In fact, Rashi, what do you mean shachach b'mezid? It can't be. So it's as if Rashi has like a kolomar over here. I think Rashi is saying that in the Tosefta it's a bit lav dafka, but in our Gemara, shachach and you can have a case of shachach and mezid effectively. Oh. If this is
the
whole idea of Rashi says that earlier.
Rashi says it earlier?
Right. In other words, Rashi has two different tenses of the word mezid. Right. That's the point I was making to Dov. Good. You're helping me today. Yashikalach. Now, in Kainim Hadavarim, so then we could say as follows. Tosfos tells me that the food over here is old vohigia lamaicho ben shrusoi. Now, if the food is not yet maicho ben shrusoi, there's never going to be a case that you leave that food and you intend to remove it before Shabbos, but you made a mistake or something, you ended up leaving it there. The food is not yet maicho ben shrusoi. When I put the food down, obviously I intend to leave the food there all Shabbos. Zokt Rashi, that our Gemara is talking about food that's higia l'maicho ben shrusoi, because Rashi wants to say the distinction of the Rashash and the Sfas Emes, the distinction that will answer Tosfos' kasha. Right? That in our Gemara, maybe I left the food there, thinking I'll remove it, but subsequently I change my mind, and I decide to leave it, either b'shogeg, b'mezid, whatever it is. That only makes sense if it's food that's higia l'maicho ben shrusoi, because I could say, oh, I left the food there for Shabbos. I thought I would leave it there because I thought I would take it off. Excuse me. I thought I put the food there before Shabbos. I thought I'd take it off before Shabbos. It's Ma'akel Ben Kisoy. Some people eat it like that. Then you decide to leave it. According to Tosfos' Hesber, that we're talking about food that's old lo higia la Ma'akel Ben Kisoy, you can't say the Rashash's distinction. That you intended on removing the food before Shabbos. Because if the food's not yet Ma'akel Ben Kisoy, why on earth would you intend on removing it before Shabbos? And that's why Tosfos doesn't say the Rashash's distinction. The Rashash's distinction, the Rashash's teretz of Tosfos' kasha, is brilliant. But Tosfos doesn't say it. Because the way Tosfos set up the tzior in our Gemara, you can't have the case, right? The way Tosfos set up the tzior in the Gemara, that the food is not yet higel ma'akel ben kisoy, you can't say that you intended on leaving it, and then you changed your mind. That's ma'od lo b'mashma. So, according to I saw this in the Minchas Ariel. He's becoming my new friend. Right? Sometimes I make friends, even this late in life. Right? So the Minchas Ariel, Minchas Ariel is saying that he doesn't say Arshtik Otar, this is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, exactly, but one could argue that the Rashash is arguing on Tosfos because the Rashash is willing to learn the Gemara like Rashi. And if I'm willing to learn the Gemara like Rashi, I could say I intend to remove it before the onset of Shabbos. But if you learn like Tosfos, you can't say that you intended to remove the food before the onset of Shabbos, because the food is Oblo Higil, Amaycho Ben Jusoy, that's not what we do. Okay, there's a lot to do in this Gemara. This Gemara is going to really, halachalize is going to be very important. I happen to like some of these chat-type things. We can discuss further. Have a good day.